Sunshine and Second Chances by Kim Nash. Read by Alex Rivers for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Olivia. Super, thanks so much, can't wait. Olivia ended the call, threw down the phone on the sofa behind her, and took a deep breath. There was no turning back now. She'd been dreaming about this moment for so long. Never sure if it would happen, but now it really was. It wouldn't be long before they were all back together. Apprehensive but excited, she knew she'd have some time to herself and some space to work out what the future held for her. Only 4 weeks to wait till the big day. Chapter 1.
Will you get a bloody move on, for God's sake?
Coming, Mum.
Seb ambled down the stairs, not a rush in him.
Sebastian, hurry up. It's your football training that we're going to, not mine. Do you think for once in your life you can get ready without all this last-minute dashing around? Have you got your water bottle?
She knew he hadn't, because she'd seen it on his bedside table when she went in to wake him up, and he didn't have it in his hand.
Where are my football boots, Mum?
He scratched his head and frowned.
I don't know, Seb. They're your boots, not mine.
Spectacularly rolling his eyes, Sebastian huffed as he turned back towards his room at a snail's pace. Olivia was getting more stressed by the minute. Once again, they were going to be late through no fault of her own. Everything seemed such a rush these days, and she wanted some calm in her life. Surely that wasn't too much to ask for. She spent the last 15 minutes, on and off, yelling up the stairs to her younger son, telling him he had to get his kit on, which he already laid out on his bed to make life easier for him. He kept saying he was, but then, when she went to give him a final call and tell him they were going to be late, she had to go up because he wasn't answering her, he was still sitting in his pants playing on his Xbox, because he was just finishing his game. She loved him with all her heart, but he was so infuriating at times. Talking of infuriating, while she was waiting downstairs, her elder son, James, wandered in from the kitchen. His dressing gown half on and half off, still half asleep, eating a piece of toast and dropping crumbs all over the hall floor. Olivia sighed. Why couldn't he just get a plate? These boys would be the death of her, they really would. She closed her eyes and counted to three and smiled.
We'll be back after football, so we'll only be gone a few hours, darling.
Take a chill pill, Mum, I'll be fine. I'm 14, I'm practically an adult.
Only when it suits you, Olivia thought to herself. Most of the time, he acted very much like a child still.
Wait for me, darling,
came a yell from the kitchen, followed by her husband, George, clattering into the hall, dragging his golf clubs behind him.
You can drop me off at the club on the way, then I can have a few beers with the boys when I've finished, and I'll call you when I'm ready to be picked up.
No, would you mind? No, please. It was just expected of her. Plus, diverting to the golf club was going to make them even later.
Oh, and by the way, the dog has done a really runny poo on the kitchen floor. Not sure what you've been feeding him. That'll need clearing up, darling.
Olivia could have cried. Another job that had been left to her. If she stopped to do it now, there would be no point going out because they'd missed the game. So right now, she needed to get them out of the house. She'd have to clear up the mess when she got back. She slammed the front door behind her and stomped the 15 or so paces to the car, as much as a gravel drive allowed you to stomp when you were wearing heels. The engine of the week-old Jaguar four-wheel drive roared into life, and she revved it a few times, trying to attract the attention of the various members of her family. But much to her annoyance, and after yet another couple of minutes, Seb sauntered out in his socks with his football boots in his hands. As he jumped into the back of the car, she turned around to make sure he was belted in. His beautiful blue eyes and angelic 10-year-old face smiled at her, a smile that lit up his face and the corners of her lips twitched. George then ambled out, the phone to his ear, barking instructions to who she presumed was his secretary, Cynthia. Poor woman, she had Olivia's every sympathy having to pander to George's whims every day. That was why Olivia bought her a relaxing spa day for her Christmas present every year. No one deserved it more. George threw her new Mulberry handbag, which had been sitting on the passenger seat, onto the